All right, Steve Palmer here with another episode of Lawyer Talk. What's the appeal? What's the appeal? Well, here we're talking about all things in the appellate process. If you've been convicted of a crime recently, or maybe not so recently, sometimes it gets a little bit harder, you're in the appellate ladder. And there, as I've explained, there's a couple different ladders. Last week, we talked about post-conviction petitions and what that's all about. We basically discussed that, look, post-conviction is we're raising issues that we can't read in the record, that are not in the transcript, that aren't in some court filing before trial or during trial. So we've got to go outside the record to look for problems, look for mistakes, look for things that maybe we can raise and make legal issues out of on post-conviction. The reason I'm talking about post-conviction again twice in a row is because just 2 weeks ago, or last 2 weeks ago, I had a week-long hearing on a post-conviction petition. And I'm going to sort of explain how I got there, because it's a pretty rare bird in Ohio these days. For years and years and years in Ohio, and that's where I am, in Ohio, post-conviction work was known sort of as like the redheaded stepchild of the appellate process. Like, you rarely got hearings. They were almost always rubber stamp denied. They would go up and down the Court of Appeals ladders and deny, 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 deny. But in recent years, the Ohio Supreme Court has sort of opened the door again for hearings. And I had one, and I wanted to sort of explain what happened at that hearing. We had to establish, we were making an allegation that the trial counsel, the guy who tried the case, was ineffective for various reasons. And look, this can get personal, but it's really a legal argument. We're not saying, look, you're a bad guy or you're a bad lawyer or you're whatever. We're just saying that the client received ineffective assistance of counsel under the Sixth Amendment. That's a very precise and exacting standard, meaning we have to prove that counsel did things or didn't do things that he should have that fell below sort of a reasonable standard of practice. And as a result of that, the outcome of the trial was impacted such that, quote, it undermines confidence in the outcome of the case. And at a hearing, we have to establish that in Ohio by a preponderance of the evidence. And this is important because, if to put it in perspective, the prosecutor has to prove the case at trial. So go back to trial. Beyond a reasonable doubt. Like, and when I talk to juries, I'd be like, this is like all the way beyond a reasonable doubt. And then you have some sort of a lesser than beyond a reasonable doubt, which is a standard called clear and convincing evidence. And by the way, this is just lawyer mumbo jumbo, so I'm giving you the hand gestures. So beyond a reasonable doubt, the scales are tipped over. You can use a football analogy, all the way to the 1 yard line. Clear and convincing evidence, maybe about half that, and maybe to the 25 yard line. Preponderance of the evidence is 50 yard line plus 1 inch, or a half an inch, or whatever, a quarter inch. You just have to get below half, or get above half. So once you get a hearing in post-conviction, if you've got a viable claim, in theory anyway, you've got your burden of proof is really only preponderance of the evidence. So I had to establish by preponderance of the evidence that my client's trial counsel was ineffective. And it was sort of fascinating because there's not many of these post-conviction hearings happening these days. And nobody really knew what to do. You know, we were calling witnesses, we were taking testimony, it felt like a trial, it looked like a trial, but there wasn't a jury. We had four different experts testify, actually maybe five. And they all provided opinions on the case. And the allegation was that if they would have been consulted and or called to testify at trial, they could have helped trial counsel defend the case and maybe even move the needle towards innocence in the case. And it was... We went back and forth. The state called their experts. We called our experts. And at the end of the day, the judge takes it under advisement. So these hearings, folks, are going to start happening. We're going to start getting more of these, I predict. And the reason is, again, the Ohio Supreme Court has given us a crack, given us a little seam in the doorway to get hearings. And if it's important to understand, because I had to have this conversation with my client and his family, we can win this hearing. Because I think we did establish by preponderance of the evidence that these experts would have helped. They would have helped move the needle at trial such that confidence in the outcome is compromised. But what happens next? What happens next is if we win, the prosecutor is going to appeal. So remember, we've got the direct appellate ladder. Now we've got the post-conviction appellate ladder. And we're on like the bottom rung. If we win, the prosecutor is going to appeal. Now we got to go to the direct appellate court, and that's the Court of Appeals, and brief it there. If the Court of Appeals decides in our favor, the prosecutor can then ask the Ohio Supreme Court to review it. And if the Ohio Supreme Court doesn't review it, or if the Ohio Supreme Court upholds the Court of Appeals, then it sort of dies up there. And now we're ready to go to federal court on a whole separate ladder. Now, if the Court of Appeals reverses it and says, no, the trial court shouldn't have had a hearing, we get to go to the court. We get to go to the Ohio Supreme Court. So we're up and down the appellate ladder again. So winning this hearing while a certain positive for sure, is not necessarily the end of it. So it, look, I guess my point of explaining all this is don't forget about post-conviction workups when you're hiring a lawyer to do your appeal. And if you're talking to an attorney who says, don't worry about post-conviction, you're probably talking to the wrong person, because you have to worry about post-conviction. These deadlines come and go, and once they're gone, they're gone. It gets very difficult to fix it. So look, if you've got post-conviction, I get it. This may be not as exciting as some of the others we've done, but it's important. If you've got your own case, post-conviction or otherwise, you want me to look at it or take a peek and give you some consultation or my thoughts on it, I'm happy to do it. Check out Palmer Legal Defense. That's my real world practice. Or if you got a question you want me to talk about here on What's the Appeal or any other part of the Lawyer Talk podcast series, just go to lawyertalkpodcast.com, leave us a comment in the socials, do whatever makes you feel comfortable. But until then, we are off the record, lawyertalkpodcast.com. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.